Today is World Prematurity Day. It's the day to focus on preemie babies and their families and some of the challenges that those families experience. Well, you take one premature baby, times it by three, and you've got my next guest. Cassie Jenkins is a preemie mum of triplets. They arrived in 2016, and she's been happily talking about what it's like to be a preemie mum ever since, and joins us on this special day. Cassie, welcome to the program. Good to talk to you again.
Thank you. Good morning.
And how are the kids?
They are great. They're busy, very busy, but they're all doing really well. They've all started school this year.
Oh,
so it's been
what was
a very
that like?
Big year for us. Yeah. I guess talking about prematurity, I really didn't feel they were ready to start school this year, especially in comparison with my single boy who is older than them. And I really knew he was ready for school, but developmentally, I wasn't quite sure we were there with them this year, but they've started and it's been a bumpy road. That is the absolute truth, but we have our really good days and our much more difficult days.
You must be looking forward to the school holidays.
Yes, we are. Yeah. Yeah. I miss them when they're at school. You know, in a crazy world, you do miss them when they all go to school. And
now, when little Chase, Isla and Demi entered the world, it was early. How early did they come?
They came just short of 28 weeks. So they were 27 and a half-ish weeks. Mm. Yeah.
So take us back to that time. What was that like for you and the family having, you know, triplets, which is stressful for any, you know, family, but particularly when they come as early as that?
Yeah, yeah. So I guess having triplets, a multiple birth, there is always that risk that you will have them, they will be born earlier than a single baby, but we definitely did not expect them to come that early. We had a goal, we had planned that we would go much further along than that, and there was no indication for us that they were going to come that early either. So, you know, life was going along as it does, and all of a sudden I was in labour and the babies were coming and there was nothing we could do about that. Mm. So it was really just in that early time, it was just the fear of if they were going to survive. And that was what we had to prepare ourselves for. You know, they were in the NICU for 4 months. So it was 4 months of not knowing if we would bring them all home, I suppose, really. And I never really let myself believe they would all come home because we were constantly reminded of, you know, little infections that would happen that was life threatening to them. And it was always, every day going into the NICU and special care, it was a reminder that they weren't ready to be out. They weren't ready to come out into the world. They were not ready to be at home. They still couldn't breathe on their own for quite a while. They couldn't feed properly. It was, a whole new learning curve and something that I didn't know anything about before that. I didn't know that babies were born premature so regularly and many for no reason at all.
And did you have support around you at the time to, you know, were you in contact with other families or their hospital staff? Were they able to give you all the information that you needed?
Yeah, so I did meet a lot of really great families during that time, and everyone is just as busy as each other. And I think if you're not trying to express milk or trying to feed a baby, or it's really hard to make connections because it's exhausting. Mm. It's so exhausting. And traveling in and out of the hospital as well is also exhausting. And then you've got updating your family and friends. But I was thankfully put into contact with some really great resources through the hospital. And one of those was the Life Little Treasures Foundation, who really got me talking about our experience, I suppose, and that's where I started doing the Walk for Prems and that sort of thing in the last few years, pre-COVID, of course. Resources like that were really good for not only giving me support emotionally and having people to talk to, but also getting in touch with other people that had experienced the same thing.
Yeah, and it turned you into an ambassador, really, in a way, didn't it?
Yeah, it actually has, yeah. You know, I am really passionate about raising awareness now. And I think it's because it was so unknown to me beforehand. And then I did meet so many people that just had, you know, their first child and they were born premature and there was no indication and they still don't know why that happened to them. And it's such a scary time. And I've met a lot of families who didn't bring their children home as well. And it's just devastating that that's still happening today in, you know, the way of modern medicine and everything. It's still happening and we still can't stop it, unfortunately.
And today is a day to remember them, that's for sure.
Yeah, exactly. Yep.
As you said, it was touch and go when the triplets arrived and they were there at the unit for a long time. But what were the challenges when they came home and were starting to grow?
Yeah, so I guess keeping them in some sort of routine. One of the biggest things for me was in the time when they're in the NICU and special care, they sleep them on their tummy a lot, on their stomach. Because that actually helps their lungs and helps them breathe, the pressure. But of course, from a SIDS point of view, you can't bring a baby home and sleep them on their tummy. So trying to change little things like that that they had gotten used to when they were being monitored and stuff, that was really difficult. And also feeding them, and you don't have someone there on hand to help you, you know, come and make sure they're feeding enough, or even just making sure that they're breathing properly, because when you're in hospital with them, they're connected to all the devices that are telling you, you know, yes, their oxygen's at 100% or no, it isn't. At home, you don't know where they're sitting. You don't know where all those numbers are. And for 4 months of their life, you get used to looking at those numbers and hearing the beeping and making sure everything's on track. Yeah. When they're at home and you don't have that, it's constantly in the back of your mind, especially overnight or if they're asleep. It's a very exhausting time to bring them home as well, because you're very unsure. And then
so all that equipment was
so
really,
many germs.
Yeah, all that equipment was really reassuring for you.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Even though it haunts you a little bit, all the sounds and things, but it's also was a really reassuring thing knowing that you knew exactly how they were going internally. But once they come home, they're then exposed to all the outside world germs and illnesses and a common cold for them. You know, we spent so much time back in hospital after bringing them home because the smallest things would affect them with their lungs being so premature, and they just couldn't handle even a small illness. So
well, you've done well and they're doing well and enjoying that first year of school, which is just wonderful. Is it important to you to, on a day like today, to talk about this so that all those expectant mums and those expectant families out there consider what may happen if baby comes prematurely?
Yeah, I think it is. I think just knowing that there's support available is a big one, because like I said, going into it, I didn't know anything about that really, and I've learnt so much over the last few years and met so many people, but it can be a very isolating time, a very lonely feeling time, and having people and support and the right support around you was the most important thing, I think. And I guess moving forward, they have so many therapies and so many therapists to see and appointments, and that hasn't stopped still 5 years later. So your life changes. And for me, it hasn't gone back to any much like it used to be. No similarities, which I know it wouldn't. It doesn't after having children, but fitting all these extra appointments in and whatnot, it really is a big part of your life. And you have to keep doing it.